welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I am finally writing that book. The one I spoke about probably about a year ago now. Although that book, it's actually not that book. That book was going to be called Defining Failure. And it was a little bit depressing. This one is a little more upbeat. It's more like a memoir of a mediocre life. Anyway, I'm having such a great time writing it. So I sat down not that long ago, maybe not even a week. It's probably a week actually, and I've been talking about writing this thing forever. And on that day, two of my friends asked me when I was starting, and I said today. And then I successfully procrastinated for about 5 hours, and then I finally started. And I wouldn't say it's like flowing out of me like, you know, 10,000 words in an hour. Or that I'm channeling it or anything like that, but I'm definitely feeling flow while I'm writing it. So far, I've written about 5,000 words, I think, and there's a long way to go. I'm kind of aiming for around 50,000, and it really is going to be a series of short stories that kind of flow into each other from my life. And you know, it's the idea behind it, I'm not sure on the title, but the working title is Permission. And essentially it's going to be a whole bunch of lessons in giving yourself permission to be seen and heard for who you truly are. So, you know, it's the story of me, obviously. You know, a pretty ordinary person. I don't consider myself extraordinary. I live an ordinary life, you know. Although, having said that, when I think about it, I have done a lot of things and I have tried a lot of stuff and I have backed myself a lot. So maybe I am a little bit extraordinary, but I'm no more extraordinary than anybody else, you know? So I've just been writing about my life and it's been so fun. Like, I literally am loving the process and I'm actually loving what I'm writing. I'm reading it and I'm feeling good about it, you know, not reading it and being a, you know, hateful bitch towards myself. I'm actually really loving the process and enjoying my, you know, time creating it. So essentially it's like, yeah, it's kind of like a memoir where I talk about, you know, I guess, you know, the thing is, it's not like a fairy tale because my life hasn't been a fairy tale. So it's not like I'm, you know, this is the thing that kind of gets me when I'm writing it. It is inspiring, but also a lot of shit goes wrong. But the point, like the permission side of things, is permission to do it even if shit does go wrong, because it's all the shit that goes wrong that allows you to sometimes get shit right, you know? And I feel like me writing this book has been not just a cathartic kind of exercise, but it's been like, it's a culmination of me sharing all the shit that went wrong to create something that is right. It feels so aligned for me to be doing this. For a long time, I've tried to bring value, you know, and I've lived very much in service of a cause greater than myself. But during this whole time, I've questioned if it was possible to just be me and do what I wanted to do, what I felt called to do, you know. And that was kind of what Show Up, Speak Up, when I started that little group, that was what that was about. It was about kind of pushing boundaries, but really more about coming back to you and doing things your way, you know, because I don't know that we can always be in flow, because that is the ebb and flow of life. There's night and day, there's light and dark, there's flow and there's, you know, stuck, I guess, is the opposite. And they all have a role to play. We just put positive and negative on them. And so I don't, you know, I certainly don't know that through me writing this book, it's going to lead to all flow, because that's not, it doesn't feel possible that, it is possible, but I believe that there is, you know, the yin and the yang. So with flow, you're going to feel something else as well. That was a bit of a side tangent, but yeah, like I'm just really enjoying writing, and I'm really enjoying this process of, you know, stripping it back. So it's just me telling my story. And when I started writing the book, it was very much from a place of service. So I was writing it because I want to, and I do, I want to liberate people, you know, I want to liberate them from all the stories they've been telling themselves that are holding them back, so that, and I want them to come back to themselves so that, you know, they can make decisions based on who they truly are, not who they think they need to be. And we all have these little masks that we wear. We all do. It's just part of human existence, you know. We adapt, and then sometimes we adapt so much that we forget who we really are. And for me, when I started writing the book, I started writing it from a really deep place of service, wanting to serve a wider audience and help them feel okay about themselves. That's what I've always felt like my purpose was, to make people feel okay about themselves. And that didn't really seem, it seemed weird, you know? But then the Kate Toon interview, the last interview, last week's interview, I spoke to her about listen to the episode, she'll explain it way better than me, but imagine someone's, you're winning an award for something and everyone's standing up and clapping, what is that award for? And for me, the answer was, before she'd even finished asking the question, it was giving permission. And so that's where this book has really come from, this place of, you know, when I think about what people come to me for, it's for permission to start their podcast, permission, like my friends come to me for permission to, you know, make a decision. Make a decision that really aligns with who they are. You know, so I feel like I'm a permission giver. And this book was really written from that place. But then on the weekend, I was sitting down with my cousin, who I'm very excited is moving to the same area. So I'll have some family here, which will be amazing. And we were just sitting down having a few beers, and I was telling some really ridiculously funny stories from, you know, my past. And there's some really funny shit in there. And so, you know, I realized that those stories need to be told too. In fact, when I wrote on my Facebook page that I had started to write a book, my friends who I've known for more than the last 10 years were just like, oh my God, I can't wait for this thing. I can't wait to hear all the crazy stories. And I had thought that I hadn't really thought about sharing the crazy stories, because I felt like they didn't show me in the, I think sometimes I think that in order to make huge impact in the world, I need to be almost evangelistic, you know, almost perfect, but perfect in my imperfection, obviously. But, you know, my past, where I have done some pretty crazy things, and I wonder, you know, they're not PG stories, but they're funny as all fuck. And when I'm with friends, they're the stories that I tell, you know, but I also have deep and meaningfuls with people, and I also still help them feel really good about themselves. So it's like those things can marry together. I can be rude and crass and, you know, do stupid shit, while still helping people and still coming from a place of service and still having this deep message that, you know, you are enough and it's okay to be who you are. And so I feel like now this book is coming together, and there's definitely the elements of, here, let's have a look at your life and you know, figure your shit out. And here's some of my life and the things that I've learned. And then some bits of, you know, interludes of shits and giggles, I'm calling it, which is just random stories about crazy shit that I've done for a laugh in between. Because, you know, during the last 10 years of my, you know, me really working on myself, I feel like I kind of lost a bit of the fun me and the funny me. And you guys have had, you know, you've obviously, I haven't hit it completely. It's still there. I'm still crass. I still say things like money has a big dick. Remember that episode about money? You know, so it's not like I lost all of that, but, you know, I just started taking life a lot more seriously. And I've been doing a lot of inner work, but, you know, what I've just realized through writing that book is that I can still be me and, in fact, being me, all of me, even the funny, weird stuff, serves people far greater. Because, you know, it's just taking my message to another level that, yes, it's okay to be all of you, you know. And sometimes I feel like, particularly people like myself who feel like they're searching for meaning and purpose, sometimes we can put on, you know, the mask that is the service mask, and we hide behind trying to bring value to the world. And when sometimes the value that people need is actually just a laugh. And in the old days, that's what people used to come to me for. That sounded like what Mabel says. Mum, what this come for? You know, people used to come to me for comic relief. They used to come to me because they were having a really shit time and they just needed someone to sit and listen and make them laugh. And so, you know, I'm just finding that this process of writing the book is making me more whole and making me look at how I show up in the world differently, and just making sure that I bring all of me to it and I don't hide those bits, you know, the quirky bits that that are a big part of, you know, who I really am. So going to head back to my, I'm just about to go and get a green smoothie actually, and maybe a piece of raw cheesecake, you know, that the nut, the stuff, anyway, whatever, you know, raw cheesecake. not a baked New York cheesecake, I'm talking like raw cheesecake made out of cashews and shit. Anyway, so side tangent. Yeah, so I'm about to head back to my car, go get a smoothie and dive into writing another couple of thousand words today. But today I'm going to focus on some of those funny chapters and see what else comes up while I'm writing them. You know, because if this book is going to be, you know, really giving people permission to be seen and heard for who they truly are, then I need to be doing the same and really embracing the discomfort that comes in making sure, you know, and this is the service hat that I was, or the service mask that I was talking about before. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm not speaking for everyone, but I know I'm speaking for some of the people that I know and love. Sometimes we think that we have to provide value, you know? And so everything that we create comes from a place of service and of value. But sometimes when we're trying to create this value, it's because we're not valuing ourselves and who we really are, you know? It's like they need more than us. They need to know the actionable takeaways. When perhaps people are smart enough to figure out what the actionable takeaways are themselves. You know, I think there's definitely a place for that. And I definitely play a lot in that space. But there's also a place for you just to do things because they feel good and because they're you. And to fuck it having to mean something more than what it does. You know? What if we were all just completely ourselves, which is an impossibility, but, well, it's a possibility, but it's improbable. And we actually truly valued who we were. We would behave very differently. You know, I think we've gotten so far down this, particularly in the online entrepreneur space, we've gone down this tangent of all, you know, showing everyone all of the million different ways that we can provide value in the hope that they'll buy it. It's like, look at me, look at all the good I'm bringing into the world. And look here, you get this bonus and this bonus and this bonus and this bonus and this bonus and, you know, all that kind of jazz. And it's just like, it just feels, you know, I think there's two types of scarcity. There's scarcity that's created through, you know, having a deadline funnel and all that kind of jazz. And then there's also this scarcity that is the scarcity that you're not enough. And so you're trying to deliver to prove your worth to somebody else. But how would things change if you just truly owned your awesome? Going back to the start of this podcast, that's what it's actually, what it was actually called at the beginning. It was called Own Your Awesome. But what if you did, you know? How would things play out differently? Because I truly believe that when you are energetically in a space of, you know, truly knowing your worth and value and your purpose, and you live confidently in that space, then really you don't need to be throwing all the crazy content out into the world. Create because you love to create. Do because you love to do. But if you're creating from a place of, I need to show more value, is this enough value? I just feel like that's a scarcity mindset. So this book is all about fucking scarcity mindset and just, you know, trusting again, coming back to us being the miracle beings that we are, put here really to be nothing more than who we are. And we just complicate it and complicate it and complicate it until we've totally lost connection with who we really are. And this book is really about coming back to that through funny stories, through sad stories, and through the telling of a relatively mediocre life. So I am aiming to have this thing finished, by Christmas, and, you know, then editors and all that kind of jazz. So I'm hoping to release it early in 2017. Wish me luck. If there's anything that you think really needs to feature in the book, I would love to hear from you. I'll be sharing little bits and pieces in my Show Up Speak Up group. So if you are interested in joining that, I would love to see you in there. It's just on Facebook, Show Up Speak Up, search for it and you'll find us. And I'll go back and finish my writing, well, not finish my writing, but knock off another couple of thousand funny words today. So that's it really from me. There's no real actionable takeaway because I think you've probably come up with something yourself. You don't need me to tell you what to do. You can figure it out. You got this. All right, guys. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.